about where it's going anyway. Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, May 29th, 2018. It's 2 p.m. Legal Counsel Update, the Board County Commissioners Conference Room. Item number one is Codification Project Update.
Yeah, so Pat, do you want to impart the latest on that?
It's moving right along. It should be ready to go back to them today, tomorrow.
Today, tomorrow.
But it'll still, I anticipate some more questions coming from them.
Okay.
Hopefully it's getting to
when
the end
the
of that.
When is the last batch of questions exchange? Is it, this has been going on for six months.
The current batch of questions is right now. The answers.
No, I know, but what is it going to take to get some, could we put you in the room with them? Would that be advantageous with Leah and Matters, principal partners, to just say, rather than this back and forth, you send us five questions, we send you five answers, you send us four questions, we send you four answers.
This is just the second batch of questions, and Leah could support me in this, that it's way more time consuming than that. It's checking.
It requires research. Pat was needing to go back to the clerk's office and look through Laserfish and so forth to pick up some of the history on some of the ordinances. And so that took some time. And so
I wanted this published by the end of May. I don't care what it looks like. Done by the end of May. And we fix it in the next version. I mean,
this is essentially what we're doing.
This isn't going to be perfect. And I
don't really want it to be perfect. It's not even.
My expectation is that there's a lot of cleanup that has to happen afterwards.
There is.
So I don't know how.
So the biggest
this
part
version
of this
has been going on, and I don't get the whole story. I've never seen these questions. Some part of me wants to say, what kind of answers are we providing to these ordinances that we're just going to repeal?
We will give you a copy of it unless you have an issue with
that. We're just going to repeal. So how much work are we doing to figure out all of the history on something we're going to actually do?
Because once you adopt this new code, every ordinance before that will be repealed. So it's a pretty big deal.
I know.
You don't want to just repeal things that, you know, might not have survived into the new code.
And I don't anticipate that the questions following this will be either as detailed or substantial as what we have right now. It'll probably, if they have any, it'll just probably be just a very few.
What is this version of questions that's different than the last versions of questions that have been going on for years?
The biggest difference is the RLDC.
I know, and that's been literally years of back and forth questions on stuff. I just don't know that I see an end in sight. And so if it isn't working, something has got to change. And I'm not trying to place, I'm just saying at some point I don't care anymore. I can't. This is a question that I asked, and I don't feel like I'm going to have it done before I leave office. That's 2 terms, 8 years. And it was the first thing I really asked for when I took office. I don't understand how the laws that govern the county can be so ambiguous as to not be able to be defined. And at some point, I think, you know, there's a policy that needs, somebody for the policy board needs to weigh in and say, we're fine with whatever it is. It's just got to be in print form by the end of the month, and then we'll deal with whatever it is after that. I don't know.
We've told code not to publish until it's adopted. So if the board wants to make a change to that, it can't be published.
I have it
online right now.
I get it. You know, that there's a process of adopting it. And it's
right,
a 90. If we started it now, it won't be done until October. It's a 90-day, all that stuff.
What are the types of questions they're asking as far as right now? Because it's a lot of research and follow-up to, but what kinds of questions are they asking?
Very detailed questions.
I'd be happy
to show you.
I appreciate so much that you've done so much on
Article
this, and
99.
That is not to be said that it isn't.
Yeah, for example, the
margin of error, let me finish, October. I may not be here in October. I can't sit here and feel okay about this. That I don't know what else to do. I thought that when we hired these people that they were going to do the majority of this. I remember the conversation almost like it was yesterday, that this is going to be great, that they're going to do most of the work for us. And I know that they probably have, but it's been a lot of work for you and your office.
Mainly the reason it's been a lot of work is because it's very detailed, and it's not easy. I can't do it when I'm trying to do everything else.
No.
I have to do it after hours.
So one of the, I don't know.
Anyway, it's now ready to go up. I've got one other little thing that we're doing, and it should be ready. I plan on emailing it up to them, unless you have an issue with that.
Seeing this at every step? I heard that we went down some RLDC road, and now we're going down a different RLDC
That's
road.
Absolutely true.
Yes.
How does that happen, and where was the board? And I just don't understand how there was a trajectory and it changed, and how stuff can take.
So the RLDC, prior to 2005, when the main RLDC ordinance passed, there was a conglomeration of ordinances that had formed what was known as the Rolling Development Code. That was effectively effectively crystallized in 2005.
Yeah.
It's been subsequently amended a number of times. So whenever you amend an existing ordinance or change the RLDC, there have to be conforming amendments made. So if you say, home occupations were going to be considered number one standard, and now in 2012 we're going to change the standards by which we're considering home occupations. Every little aspect of the RLDC of that 2005 ordinance should have been amended at that time to conform with the new rule. And definitely interject if I'm getting it wrong here, but that's what we found had not occurred. And so they have been trying to reconcile all these existing ordinances with the actual set of laws that planning is relying upon. Whether they're frankly in a binder or not, that's a whole other question that maybe we won't touch on at this particular discussion moment. But in terms of what is online, what the general public perceives to be the RLDC, finally we just said, that's the RLDC, put it in code form, and let's take it from there.
Well.
Please.
That's the code that everybody looks at. If you go online and, you're a person from anywhere out in the county, you say, where's my ordinances? Well, you're going to look at that 2005 codified RLDC.
Right.
But it's just that snapshot in time of whatever was happening through 2005. And then it's amended by all the ordinances since that time.
Right.
And so I found out that the planning department doesn't have, I thought they had a workable copy. I thought that they had already integrated that in somehow. Find out that they had, but individual planners had kind of, maybe so that it would be easier for them, would put it in or put a note in, wherever. But it had never been all brought together since 2005. So what we told them the last time was take that 2005 code, amend it with all the subsequent ordinances so that we're current through the last one that the county did, and that's what they did. But in doing that, that resulted in more questions. So the biggest part of what we've done most recently had to do with that RLDC.
Sure,
again,
that's the majority of the code.
And there were many, many questions, many things that they didn't have access to. For instance, if something had changed based on an election, they didn't know that that ordinance went away. So there's things that had to be changed. We couldn't just let it go that way. I mean, it still had a section in there about county commissioners being, voted on by areas,
districts. That was only for
still from what they had access to. They didn't realize it had changed by an election. So those are the kinds of things that we were looking for, that we were putting into it and explaining. So,
well, let's come up with a plan going forward. We're going to send off this set of answers, it could be the last set of questions we
get. You don't have a plan going forward?
I was going to suggest the board, maybe not let's, perhaps the board come up with one. This is an idea for a plan going forward. Is that?
I don't know. I just want to be constructive and helpful if possible to see that this is done. I'm torn up inside. I like to let things go and to where I don't have to seemingly try to micromanage or come up with a plan myself. But I find myself at 8 years and I don't know what to do. I don't want to take it on. It felt for the last 2 years like we're in the home stretch. Well, I don't understand how I could feel that 2 years ago. I don't remember the phraseology, but I just know that I felt like for 2 or 3 years this project is supposed to have been almost done. Frankly, it was supposed to be done in my first term. It will be done by the end of your first term. I'm at the end of my second term, and if you passed it tomorrow, I won't have it done before October. And I'm dying here, and I don't know what to do. So I struggle.
I think there's a lot of frustration across the board, certainly from your office and the board, but that once they ask the questions, you got to send them the answers. And you can't say, well, I'm not going to do that. Just, you know, you can't stop whatever, wherever it goes, and I'm not sure where it goes, but wherever it goes, they have their deal too. I don't see any way you could just say, well, I'm going to press on the gas, because it's got to go back and forth. There's back and forth in our own organization. Government's great on back and forth. They're always great on back and forth, back and forth. Everybody's got a job.
Do we need to have them down here for a little final? This is our last 4 steps to get this. Will that be helpful?
We know what our steps are. They've been down here before. They have come down when they couldn't find some of the things they needed. I think part of it is our, I think partly some of the questions had been answered before we realized what was going on.
Right.
Do you remember those questions that got answered on the on the RLDC? And so that had to be a complete about face because there were, I think it's been more helpful if one person is the person working on it because then you kind of go through and know,
sure,
okay,
sure.
No, I already told them that, so.
And I'm not trying to be critical, any more confident that it's happening in your guys' first term than it will be your second term. I need a definitive. There was a timeline given,
yes,
or something,
yes,
but I don't know. I don't know what else to do to be helpful.
What's been their turnaround time on conversations back and forth? I mean, you send off the answers and they send 4 more questions. What's their turnaround time?
I think
is
this
is
was
it a matter
the
of
biggest
a week
amount
or something?
Of questions, and more than anybody, I would like to say I could get those done in a week if I had.
If we let nothing else come to your table,
yeah,
and it was preserved time.
I'm not sure, Pat, you're in a capacity to say it. That's not a question I need answered today. I need you to publish this thing. The answer is no. I'm not giving you that information. I don't have that information. I'm not spending the time to get that information. It is what it is, where it is. Get it published. We'll fix it on the other side.
Well, you're right, and if that's the way that it's going to end up being, then I'm probably not the right person for this work.
I'm getting to a point where
that's not how I think.
Yeah.
No,
but
when you know that there's a different answer, for instance, when we know that the commissioners aren't elected by district and it's been changed for 20 years
but
since the last
election,
change.
How is that not part of their resource? I mean, I think I can go online and get something of that. I mean, isn't that their
I
job?
I guess if you don't know what you don't know, I mean.
They haven't gone through every election.
They've gone through
said,
the ordinances. That's what we've given them access to, the ordinances.
Yeah, I don't want to. Too deep into it.
Yeah,
I hope
but
you can
not
appreciate my thanks for all of the energy. But it's kind of like somebody who's almost an artist. They'll never be done because it will never be perfect. And this is so far from being perfect. I mean, not that
I'm
your
not
work
looking
isn't,
for perfection.
Not that your work
I know
isn't
it's
perfect.
Not perfect.
This is a terrible situation. And day one, I recognized it and said, what do you mean we don't have a codified code? My job is to just refine the laws. As a commissioner, I haven't really been able to do my job for the way I've wanted to for 8 years. and I'm done. And I feel like I've missed an opportunity to really change the trajectory in a positive way, other than the other things that I've been able to accomplish with great teams.
I think this that it's come way farther along since you've been here than it has since I started it over 20 years ago.
Well, and at least by this project being worked on, some of these questions are actually finally getting, I mean, look at how many things, this happened, and there's no trails showing the connections. There's no back and forth to actually get it identified is a big deal.
Yeah.
But I agree that it's like, okay, hopefully this will be the, okay, let's bring it to the commissioners, knowing that we have things to fix. If there's more that comes up, maybe we can just have a running list of, that's our list of cutting them through and making sure we're clarified.
Right, and just so you know, we the whole legal department sat down together, I don't think you were here yet, and decided, you know, at one point, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to try to make everything consistent with state law at this point? Or are we only
Doesn't
going
that
to...
sound like policy?
Yeah, no, I'm saying we
I
knew...
I fear
yes,
there's
was.
Policy decisions being made outside of the policy body.
Yes, well, you could call it a policy, but at that point it was, are we going to try to correct every little thing, like you say, or are we only going to tell them to take it out if we can prove it, if we can justify it by, for instance, an order or an election where we see, no, that went away, that needs to go away. If an ordinance, for instance, was never rescinded that should have been, we left that in there. And we did tell the board that it
we took a hard line against policy positions, in other words. So the board
your
would have had to
first
act.
Week,
yes.
You told me you're going to have an opportunity to rescind more old, outdated ordinances than anybody else. That won't happen.
Okay.
I won't be here long enough. There won't be my John Hancock on this stuff. I just hope you appreciate, I don't want to get this into the gravity. I've been given one shot here, and I wanted this done, and I struggled. So it's okay, it'll happen eventually, and you guys will be part of this, it'll be great. And I just, my expectations were different, and I don't know how I got there, but somehow I was told 4 years ago that this is almost done. 4 years ago, it's almost done. But as long as we're close and we're making good progress and it's in the home stretch, that's all I can ask for, I guess, at this point, is just that we're gonna give it a 1-2 and hopefully it'll be done soon.
Well, and knowing that you're doing this after hours and all the extra effort that's going in, thank you, because I mean, it's one of those things that stuff that goes unseen and it goes unrecognized, and it's one of those things that it's not easy to do that when...
I can imagine.
Okay.
We're on the home stretch.
Yep.
Great.
Okay. Moving on to...
Can I ask one question?
Oh, yeah,
go
ahead.
The letter does state that we are not ready to put it online yet. However, the code has said that they can do that, that other entities have done that. We had understood before that you didn't want to do that. If you change your mind,
what does
let
online
us know.
Mean? Available
it means,
for the public or just...
Yes, available for the public. And maybe...
In what form? I mean, it isn't...
I can show you, I have it.
It isn't a new code until the board adopts it.
Right.
So if you're going to illustrate it on, you know, under ordinance, whatever means of codified, it doesn't exist yet until the board goes through it. That's a draft document. That's when it isn't online, I don't think.
That's fine, and that's what you had decided before, but I'm just
Well, at least I'm
saying.
Consistent. No, it isn't real.
Okay.
It should follow a process just like any other ordinance
okay.
that we're proposing, and that at what point after multiple readings, 90 days, all that stuff, then it's real. Then it's gospel. And that's when I think people should recognize it as the new codified code.
Okay.
And if it happens beforehand, you can't take down the old one, because that's the law. And then you've got people who are potentially looking at both, getting confused. Is it the new one or the old one?
Right.
I think it would be much better served.
Do they publish it as proposed code? That's as the ordinance is being reviewed, that it's published in that format?
Yeah, once we start the process, have a draft.
Sure.
Like any other, we would review it and go forward. It should follow the same process as any other.
The next thing is for it to go to DLCD.
Yeah. Why do they have 35 days to review it when it doesn't change?
Do you know the answer to that? I don't know. State law?
Look at that.
State law requires if you're proposing an ordinance change. There's nothing changing in this one, right?
Yeah, I mean, it gets rid of all of them and adopts a new one. So in their
my fear
mind,
is that
it would
if
be a change.
Whatever.
We can check
then,
with
then
the
they may
Josh.
Ask for an extension for like, we can't review whatever size document this is. Most of it's the RLDC in 35 days. We need 3 months. Which they could totally ask for and probably be granted.
Could you get on the phone with them maybe and
yes.
find out? Because
yeah.
I've never really talked to him, but
yes, I think a valid plan can emerge from today's meeting that will satisfy.
Is there like a redline version or something? Where is it? Where are the changes that, if there are changes, are those captured in any way?
Yes. I mean, they would have a very easy way because there's an index in the back of code that would say, well, where was it in the RLDs in the 2005? Now it's in this section. So it's a cross reference.
There's an index for cross referencing like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nice.
Why?
Because it's.
Because once the new code is done, the old code doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does matter because those were your ordinances that were signed.
Application approved pursuant to section of RLDC, for example. 20 years down the line, someone says, I got approved according to Article 66. What was that? So
it exists in our code, right?
And that's how they do it with state law, too. They track
yeah.
the law.
ORS is this. This was formerly
like
this.
That.
This was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Exactly like that.
Been done, though.
Okay.
It's huge.
It's big. I think it's bigger than I realize, that's for sure. How many codes are you talking about that require a review? Number one, 500?
Well, they did
and
the bulk of the work. They are the ones who did the bulk of the work that
okay.
went into codifying all the ordinances. So, yeah, that was a very big job for them to do that. And how many ordinances, I don't know. Idea. Hundreds.
Hundreds.
That's what I mean. Is it
yeah,
more than
hundreds.
10?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, hundreds.
Okay. Keep hammering away.
Okay.
Next up is item number 2, request for full reconveyance from Boardsman Brothers LLC regarding promissory note and purchase and sales agreement dated 12/11/12. Before you.
Yes, as a condition of the $30,000 loan that the board approved on May 14, 2014, Boardsman Brothers LLC, Dutch Bros, was required to create 15, thank you, jobs. We do have record now from Boardsman Brothers that they have created 13 positions within Josephine County since that time, and they have sent us a check for $4,000 and are asserting that they're entitled to a credit of $26,000 toward the balance of the note because of the 13 jobs they created in Josephine County.
They just prorated it, right?
Yes. Well, they
basically
they
gave
assigned
them
$30,000 per job.
Credit.
Yes.
$2,000 per job.
That's community development isn't here, but
I mean, they built that huge facility over there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a property we sold them in 2011. They had to keep those jobs for 2 years. It's fine. I don't know that I cared to have that $4,000 back, but that goes into the economic development. That's where that
did they provide the documentation confirming their results?
No.
Just a table. It's in your packet.
Yeah, they confirmed the table. And
it's fine. There's a bunch of people working there. was great.
Well, and that's why I was just wondering is they, I mean, they had so many employees out there.
It's just the roasting facility that's on that piece of property.
Got it.
And the other one's a parking lot, so.
There was never a connection to creating the jobs on that property. It was just in Josephine County. And we did confirm that in the actual agreement.
And that's crazy because that's what the expectation was, is that they had to create them utilizing that property, but I guess it doesn't matter.
It's in this agreement, the first agreement.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I'm just surprised that none of these are out there at the airport in their hangar. They're like, pilot.
How could they not create 15 jobs?
Jet fuel.
Yeah.
You know, maintenance guy, tire pressure checker or something. I didn't see anything on here for them out there. Maybe that's a different entity. Maybe they're...
Well, yeah, I don't know about the entity. They do have a lot of different entities. That is true. He said that all he really did is go to his HR people and ask them. So we just said we're not sure if there's going to be any requirement for a
No,
audit.
I don't care. Okay. And I'm sure they've done it. In fact, I think their numbers are under. I mean, if you go down to their headquarters down there, they're falling over each other. They got airport people. Mm-hmm. There's people running everywhere.
But I don't know which that comes under. And this is basically, this agreement was between Boardsma Brothers LLC, and that's not Love Abounds. That's,
no, that's
right.
A different thing, and
right.
You know, the airport, you know, it might be Boardsma Aviation or whatever, who knows?
Right.
And so that's why they're not on here. We think of it as Travis Boardsma owns it all, and that's it, but I'm pretty sure that these, it said that these jobs are connected to Boardsma Brothers LLC. So that's the only ones they could claim.
The history on this is to make it pencil for them.
It's
they said the delta was about $30,000 on what they were willing to purchase for that property,
right,
and what I was willing to sell it. And I said, well, we'll figure that out. So we gave them a credit for $30,000 if they created 15 jobs at $2,000 a job. That's what Solready used to use. It's their deal. So it's fine. Sounds real good.
Yep.
Can we put that back on to... can we put it on for next week, the document they need signed?
I think we can sign that outside of a WBS. That was an agreement that's just come to fruition. I don't see that as a change in anything. I'm ready to do it right now. Unless you wanted to go to a WBS, I don't care.
Could you take the action on it now, maybe? Then I'll
get
the documents ready.
Yeah, I need a motion to approving the agreement that we satisfy with it.
Second.
Request for full covenants and from Boardsma LLC.
Second that.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the agreement. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-1.
Okay.
So
I'll bring
who do you need to sign that? Let's get this over and we'll get it signed up.
At the time when they were half the size was that they didn't actually own any property. They were renting their headquarters. So we could get them to purchase some property up there. It might incentivize them to build and stay as a hub in the area. And I think it worked. I mean, that the roaster alone was like $250,000. I think they've invested some infrastructure up there. It'll hopefully keep them here for a while.
Okay. So we got that one. Any other questions on that item two? Seeing none, let's move on to item number three. Can we go to four while we've got legal all assembled here? And then do the real county property afterwards? Would that be okay? Is that okay with?
Legal's here for the duration. So
okay.
I would have done the county property first because you've got two county property people sitting there.
Okay.
It'll be a succinct presentation. They're just here to tell you that the property auction is coming up tomorrow. We're at, is it 16 properties? 16?
Should we?
I believe it. Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and stay in order then. Let's
okay.
do item number three, real county property auction.
Okay.
Sure. Auction tomorrow. Is everybody coming?
Yes.
Okay.
Bringing your checkbook?
Do we have an announce for the board to be there? 16 properties is what it should be. We pulled the Great Street
at this point.
And the $8 mountain one. That's it. I think everything else is a go.
Okay.
So we can pull it up until the moment before the auction, but I don't see any of the others really being needing to. They should go. We'll find out after it's over.
Okay.
We did receive a request from one of the Mine Advisory Board committee members to not sell basically two of them, wasn't it?
There were two more that he had marked in red. And
one of them was
three
the $8. The other one was Miller's
North
Gold
Applegate.
Or Miller's Creek. I read his email, Elaine sent it to me,
yeah.
And he really didn't give any justification for it other than it may have minerals and he didn't get a chance to look at them. And
yeah.
To me,
we asked the Mining Advisory Committee last year if there were any on your slate of 20 properties that they thought there was a value, and they said no, there really wasn't. And I don't even care if there is value. The Graves Creek property had timber resources on it. It just improves the value for the private sector, whoever purchases it, if they choose to utilize. If it has minerals, that's great. It's not any more advantageous for us to keep it in our portfolio and not in the private sector's hands. If somebody says, hey, I think there's minerals out there, I'm going to buy it and figure it out.
Take.
That's their...
Well, I concur 100%. That's the only reason I came was to say I think we should go forward with
right.
it and not pull the property. If there is mineral value there, anybody that's interested in it could make that determination.
Yes.
And it's worth what somebody's willing to pay for
it. That's exactly what I think, too. It keeps it on the tax rolls, too, until they decide to get there. If we just keep holding onto these properties the way we have an 88-3, I think, ordinance that governs how we run some of the mineral exploration on the county lands. There hasn't been a single person. There's been one group that came forward for Daisy Mine 5 years ago, 7 years ago, trying to do it out, figure something out. We haven't had a single one that I'm aware of any substance that's come forward with like a lease type of deal on county property. I think it's better off in the private sector's hands. So.
Well, this is just like preparing for a garage sale at home, and you try to drag stuff out and you put it out there, and then family members all drag it and put it back. The purpose of this thing is to shut ourselves of this, of these properties. It's not to just see, you know, let's see, oh, I you know, gee, you know, I think I like that now. No, you know, they you know, there's a couple properties in there that had some merit, that I think we've already pulled those two. But, you know, just go on and keep picking the stuff before you know it. You've got stuff that really should have gone to the wayside a long time ago. So I'm in favor of just leaving it the way it is with the two properties pulled, and that's my thing. Commissioner Morgan?
Fine with that.
Great.
Okay. I think that's fine.
I think depending on how tomorrow's auction goes, we'll evaluate. We haven't been accepting really after auction bids. I'm not sure if we do a fall one. We'll just have to look at the other portfolio and see if there's enough to draw from for a fall one. So,
well, this is the 11th hour. You know,
hopefully this goes really well tomorrow.
Another thing is the timing on trying to pull something in the 11th hour. I don't know. But.
Unless there's a really, I mean, if there was a really good reason to, then absolutely.
Yeah, we can do it right up until the auction.
I think. Oh, yeah, I realize that. But.
Yeah.
And I think that was the case in the $8 mountain one. We want to ensure that our access is solidified.
Right, yeah, that has merit. I can see that. But just, well, I think, you know, I like the looks of those rocks. And that's it.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a whole team ready to go and helped out and everybody?
Hope so.
Good.
We'll see.
Excellent. Well, Commissioner Morgan.
Got your credit card and printer and all things all ready to go.
It's leadership right there.
That's right.
Delegated.
Okay, now we're off to item number 4, draft ordinance relating to firearms.
Okay, this is the, I guess, first draft. This is a conglomeration of the various ordinances that I obtained from various sources and a prior discussion of the board on this matter. So have at it. Start hacking away or otherwise declare you love it and we're ready to move on. Or anything in between.
I was trying to pull of our charter and kind of see what the intent is there as far as what it's saying. It just pretty much comes down to the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So how does that play into what this ordinance is stating? It's kind of where I was starting from as far as
forgive me, but I just downloaded it before this meeting and I didn't get a chance to review it. So I do think that we should have a goal of something being ready by the end of the month so that we can have it on the June 6th. Does that make sense? What's today? The 30th? That's not very far. That might be ambitious. I don't know. I just think a goal is a good idea.
Okay.
Because otherwise this could go on for a long time.
I have some comments, but I think I'll reserve them for meeting with you one-on-one.
Sure.
And
there was a proposal to have this referred to the voters by a constituent last week because our process was too slow. Of course, that'd be in November, and you want to talk about slow. That wouldn't be actually effective until February or March because they're appealable. If it did pass, or if it... So,
yeah.
Anyway, I don't think I need it to go to an election. It's part of the charter, part of the Constitution.
Well, and my concern with that is it might be conflicting ballot measures on the November election if that state one is going forward.
Mm.
And anything that would infringe the ability, you know, this is saying no enforcement, but then it says enforcement in all these areas. And, you know, quite frankly, I still question if he is even legitimate under our charter. And I would scratch that line if it were me, because it comes down to the right to defend itself. But at the same time, this looks like it's going after specific items as far as... Okay, securing and locking, because that's kind of the language of the stuff that's pending, right?
IP 40. Yeah, so section 4.01 addresses the provisions of IP 43, and 4.02 addresses and uses some of the language from IP 44.
Okay.
And indeed, securing, locking, reporting a loss or theft are covered by IP 44. The list of carve-outs was, I suppose we could say, inspired or otherwise indicated by the Curry County resolution. They had that whole list of enumerated, so.
I wasn't a fan of the Curry County one.
Okay.
Mostly because I didn't know how to say the state of Oregon without saying the great state of Oregon every time I said it. It just seemed kind of comical. I'm sorry. I love this state. I absolutely think it's kind of neat that our anniversary is Valentine's Day. There's neat things about the state, but in every reference to it, 50 sometimes in the document, to call it the great state of Oregon, I just couldn't take the document seriously. That's to me, E is a conflict with the charter. And the other thing as far as taking to the vote, my question would be, the charter says it can be repealed with 2/3 vote of the community. So what happens if this fails with 2/3 vote? Does that override the charter, or... I'm not sure the impact on the charter at all if it's not specifically named, but then you'd have a conflicting election to charter language, and
okay.
So then you'd have a different standard of sorts. So I don't know that it's necessary to send it to the voters when it has already been voted on, the charter's already been voted on.
I don't need to go to an election.
Okay. So that portion I'm okay with no, but like from what I've read, that's the only comments that I have as far as our charter says the rights to defend self and rights to bear arms is the intent in Josephine County.
So this and this just strengthens that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see about maybe talking about it on Thursday.
Okay, general discussion, or is there a general discussion on Thursday, or are we talking to admin? Okay.
I think there's a morning admin. I won't be here. There's not a general discussion. I'm not here Thursday afternoon.
maybe quickly during the admin, if we can give you, or let's just give you edits maybe by the end of the week.
Okay.
I'm just looking for a goal. We have our homework is due. Mm-hmm. If I don't have one, I may not get it done.
I just want to get this thing done before the state springs up with something that we've got to undo. I think this, we need to be in front of the state on this one. If we aren't, we're going to end up, I think we're going to, it seems to me like we're going to kind of be on the Measure 91 thing. Gosh, there should have been a lot of things that were put in before 91 never
got
in.
Well, frankly, these other counties are doing this because they don't have the provision in their charter that we do.
That we do.
And I think an ordinance is not actually as strong as the charter. It's
right.
In addition to, and so...
But there's also
I don't feel like we're between the crosshairs as much as...
There's also been a lot of question as to how, you know, the charter and how much it needs to be changed and so on. So a lot of conversation on that. So this just kind of pulls that away from the charter as an ordinance all by a standalone.
Yes.
In my mind, now that's my stupidity, maybe.
The state law, ORS 166.170 does... address the question of preemption, and the state does assert that it preempts the prerogative to regulate firearms and firearm-related items. This ordinance seeks to regulate, in fact, the expenditure of monies and the utilization of equipment and personnel. So there's something to be seen as a distinction there, without getting too far into the particulars.
Okay.
Is that making sense, that there is that preemption statute with the state would... Well, the state has passed that into law already. This ordinance, just to reiterate, seeks to address county level prerogatives of the expenditure of monies and the utilization of equipment and resources.
Okay, so we're going to move this. You're going to bring this back on Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday. We have a chance to look it over. Do you give you an opportunity? You still want to meet with Councilor Hicks? Commissioner Morgan?
I don't have to. I'm just noticing we have an executive session tomorrow that's all of a sudden got scheduled for 1:30. I wasn't familiar with that. So, I don't know. That's...
Brian Johnson.
Okay.
Okay.
Under what?
Good,
we'll look into that.
It needs. I don't think it's ready for that, because it's something you and I in a previous executive session authorized us to talk about, and we haven't talked about. So anyhow.
Yes, understood. Okay. Well, I didn't schedule it, but.
So I didn't know you didn't schedule it, so that's why I brought it up, saying we got a meeting at 1:30 tomorrow, and I.
Let's get together and discuss the topic, no matter what, if you're
okay.
Available. And I'll look into what happened with this executive session scheduling,
okay.
If you'd like. Or
yeah.
Well, potentially.
It's
I just
not up to me. Yeah.
You asked if I needed to talk to you, and I was trying to, like, looking at the timing of when can I squeeze in talking to you before Thursday, and saw that, and so brought it up as far as I talk about both with you before those meetings. So, okay, we're good.
Okay, so we're still on for Thursday.
Yeah, on this issue, I don't know about the executive session. I can track that
okay.
Down, the history on that if the board would like, or I could stay away. It's
okay.
We'll handle it.
Okay, got it.
Item number 5, matters from commissioners. Commissioner Morgan.
No, not that I need to bring up at the moment.
Okay. And today is Tuesday, May 29, 2018, at 2:44 p.m. The Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. 6A is nuisance abatement, 4180 New Hope Road, ORS 192.6602H. Item 6B is nuisance abatement, 195 Pinewood, ORS 192.6602H. And item 6C is Josephine County versus State of Oregon et al. U.S. District Court case number 118CB00566-CL-ORS 192.6602H. and approve representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the media, news media, are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made. Executive session, at the end of the executive session, we will return to open session. Welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:45. We are back in session at 3:17 p.m. And we'll have a quick rundown as to what we discussed in executive session. Wally, you want to give a recap, please?
6A is to file the nuisance abatement lawsuit. And 6B is to continue proceeding with the case, provide updates accordingly. And 6C is to allow the amicus, proposed amicus brief, and to continue with the case and provide updates accordingly.
Okay.
That is correct.
So we don't pursue the amicus. We're just not
denying. Not denying it.
Exactly. No objection.
Right.
No objection.
So, same thing with the state. They have no objection.
Okay. Item number 7, matters from commissioners. Once again.
Nothing that I have. Great.
Commissioner Morgan?
Not at this time.
Not at this time myself. So with that, I'll go to the back page in there. Go. With that, we are adjourned at 3:18 p.m.